From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Chinese authorities have widened the evacuation area around the Tianjin city, site of a massive fire and explosion that devastated part of the port city earlier this week. The Beijing News said today the exclusion area has been widened because of possible further contamination by chemicals, and a car damaged earlier by the explosion burst into flames. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected east of the site, according to the paper, with more than 200 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists now searching for possible dangerous chemicals. One bright spot, the official Xinhua News Agency says a man was rescued still alive 50 meters from the core blast area. The 50-year-old man was rescued from a container around 2 p.m. local time, nearly 3 days after the original blasts. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee begins talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties. Building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 50 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke about what comes next.
So it's our hope that over the next days, we will be able to lay out a roadmap whereby steps are taken and make it possible for us to move to the next level.
Kerry said the path toward full normalization will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Havana. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appear in jeopardy this day as President Salva Kiir on Friday canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia, and the government recalled its negotiating team. Two rebel generals announced this week they're no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. This is VOA News. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The militants are accused of using the chemical earlier this week in the town of Makmur, not far from Erbil. Mustard gas is banned by international agreements. Islamic State militants have now regained control of a portion of the Libyan port city of Sirte and carried out numerous killings, every Iranian reports with details.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdulsalam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package on Friday. Greek finance minister Euclid Tsakalotos.
Any deal is only as good as what you make of it. So let's hope that the Greek people will be able to make the best of this deal, to make the best of the reforms and the ability to reform, and will mitigate any negative consequences that surely exist within it.
Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. And North Korea has threatened all-out military action after South Korea restarted propaganda broadcasts via loudspeakers near the country's very tense border. Seoul resumed the broadcast for the first time in over a decade in response to a landmine incident last week that wounded two soldiers on the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone. Pyongyang, which has rejected Seoul's accusations that it planted the mines, said today the broadcast amounted to a declaration of war. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a ritual offering to a controversial war shrine, a move likely to upset many Chinese and Koreans already irate over what they see as the Japanese leader's inadequate apology for wartime atrocities. Local media reported Mr. Abe sent a cash offering to the Yasukuni Shrine today on the 70th anniversary of Japan's defeat by the Allied forces in World War II. The shrine honors 14 Japanese war criminals, along with 2.5 million other Japanese killed in the war. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.